Now, hundreds of people have come forward to say it was them who bought a winning national lottery ticket worth £33 million, which still hasn't been claimed.
One of them, a grandmother in Worcester, says she washed the ticket in a pair of jeans. The operator Camelot says it's looking at each claim on a case-by-case basis, but will take action against anyone who tries to intentionally defraud them.
So what techniques will they be using? Let's speak to Mike LaCourt, a private investigator at Conflict International Limited. Hello, Mike.
Hi, how are you?
I'm all right. It's quite interesting looking at these stories, because on the one hand, you tended to think, well, they've got some chutzpah for these people, because somebody's lying, aren't they? Hundreds of people claiming to have bought one ticket, but I guess it's high stakes for them.
Completely. You've got the opportunists out there that are going to try, you know, with this opportunity out there, that, you know, there will be people that will try and put a claim together and say that they're the winning ticket holder.
I've been trying to think my way into Camelot's kind of psyche, and I presume the first thing they do is try and check some kind of CCTV at the shop where it was bought.
Well, Camelot, I would suggest, have quite a bit of data already. They would have the date and time where, you know, the ticket was purchased, the location, possibly the type of ticket bought, whether it was a lucky dip or just a one-liner, or whether it was a multiple over Wednesdays and Saturdays over a few weeks. They would have had quite a bit of data already, possibly even the method of payment used. So when these claims are coming in, they can correlate that information against the data they already have on file and quickly, you know, dismiss the fraudulent ones.
Yeah,
pretty much straight away.
That's really interesting, because they've already then got so many points of reference that you'd have to be a fortune teller to come up with the exact circumstances, wouldn't you?
Yeah, completely. And then what you've mentioned about CCTV, I suggest that would probably be phase two typing inquiry work, where, you know, the location is not disclosed at the moment. They wouldn't do that anyway, but, you know, it would match the location bought with, if there is this person in Worcestershire that says she's bought the ticket, you know, if there's a CCTV image of her at that shop at that particular date and time, then yes, you know, you have good reason to believe it would be her.
Yeah, just very quickly, Mike, how serious should this be taken? Because I guess there will be people watching on with interest saying, oh, this is a bit of a national sport, this, if they get 33 million, good luck to them. But Camelot have said they will take action. You would have thought that would deter the chances.
Oh, completely. And that statement coming out today, well, that would deter, you know, any of the opportunist people out there and think twice about, you know, if Camelot do take action and report these people as an attempted fraudulent attempt, you know, to the police, then that would deter the opportunist person looking to try and make that claim.
OK, we'll leave it there, Mike. Thanks very much. Mike LaCourt there, a private investigator on the lottery scam. Someone might have that ticket. Imagine, it could be one of those mysteries that goes on forever, that it was never found and somebody came so close to 33 million quid.